He lives with his mom and his whale penis.
Geek Juice Radio.
Centipede was my joint.
What was Biafra's first name in that movie? Was the Jello?
All the stoners are giggling at it.
Visit our website at www.geekjuicemedia.com.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Geek Juice Radio. We don't have Charlie doing our opening tonight, sad face. So, tonight though, we've got me, I'm Alex Jowski, we've got Kevin.
And we'll probably have to listen to Jowski's typing and clicking all night.
Well, just the clicking, and I have not much to type. Dustin.
You got it, dude.
And we got a guest tonight, Jillian Zaraski.
Hello.
And tonight's an interesting topic. We're talking about world records.
Yep.
Well, there's some that are commendable.
Yeah, and there's some that are just like, really, you're gonna waste a page on like a bunch of people standing in Times Square holding something. I don't know, but
I swear some of these, it's like, all right, let's go through this book. Do they have this? No, let's do it. Two people.
Well,
we
and if
it.
They do have it, add a qualification on to the end of it. Like,
yeah,
Jowski and I were looking at some of these earlier. The dog record. It's like. Fastest time running 10 meters while carrying a glass of water on the nose walking forward.
Yeah, most steps taken by a dog walking forward with water on its head.
Then the more qualifications you add to it, the dumber the record is. Because you
yeah.
need to start making up things that nobody would ever do.
I love the ones that are insane. They're like longest pogo or longest soccer volley. Because that actually takes stamina and talent.
Yeah.
Versus just like, let's get a bunch of people together, which is like, I mean, it's all fun and everything, but there's the differences. And then mm-hmm. you've just got, there's so many that we could talk about with like the guy pulling a truck with his teeth. With the chain.
Oh God.
The longest fingernails. I think the lizard man has a world record for something where he like transmorphed himself into a lizard with like tattoos, piercings, and like he forked his tongue. I might be wrong.
Oh yeah.
That,
yeah. Yeah.
That. I thought he had something having to do with a world record.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he was also in Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Ah, yes.
There's ones like the hairiest teenager.
Teen Wolf?
Yeah.
Well, no, she's got that disease that makes you grow hair everywhere.
She-Wolf? Did you ever see that one? And it's too bad you can't do pictures, because a lot of these, the pictures are worth more than words. But there's some guy, and I forget what the disease is, and it's literally, they call him the living tree, because he's got some skin disease that essentially makes his skin flake off and brittle, and it seriously looks like he's made of tree bark. It's bizarre.
That's weird. Whoa, so he's like an Ent from Lord of the Rings.
Entmoot.
Say things very slowly.
And then there's like farthest milk squirting distance.
Out of what?
His eye.
His fun? Eye?
Out of his eye.
Jowski's ex-wife has the titty squirting record.
Yes, she does.
How would you find out that that was a talent? Did someone just be like, hey, I'm going to put some milk in my eye and see if I can...
No. The thing is, they were drinking a glass of milk and someone made them laugh so hard that it shot out their eye.
Challenge accepted. Milky eye thing. All right. If that happens, that's all fine and good, but somebody had to do this on purpose and be like, I'm going to try and get into the Guinness Book of World Records, and there actually had to be, like, officials or tape recording or whatnot, so it's
Yeah, it's weird.
There's one for fastest toilet.
Yeah, somebody turned a toilet into a motorcycle, so now it's fastest toilet, even though it's only, like, 40 miles an hour.
But even still, like...
I don't know if I'd want to ride a toilet going 40 miles an hour. It'd be pretty scary.
I'd hate to ride behind the thing when it flushes.
Then you could go, on a 12-hour drive and then not have to stop for bathroom break.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, but that's not going anywhere, so that's filling up after a little while.
There's a world record for the most basketball slam dunked in a minute by a parrot.
By a parrot?
By a parrot. This parrot better be named Charles Barkley.
All right, I got a couple weird ones. All right, The most women breastfeeding simultaneous at multiple venues was 15,128 people at 295 sites across the Philippines. I guess it was organized by the Children for Breastfeeding Incorporated, which I don't know why children are wanting to make a corporation breastfeeding, but, you know, to each their own. But that's my thing. Like, how would you coordinate that? It's like, is everybody just, like, holding it in? That would be, like, organizing, like, the largest pee break across 295 sites. Sorry, little Billy. I know you're hungry, but we have to wait till 3 o'clock.
That just reminds me of that episode of Murder of Children where they just kind of march in and hold a breastfeed in the shoe store.
Hey, they got a world record for world's tallest ass.
You mean donkey?
I'm guessing it's a donkey.
J-Lo?
I'm not talking about.
I thought it was J-Lo.
let's set a record right now for most Guinness Book of World Records talked in an hour in a podcast.
I bet it's already in there. Search for it. Search on the site.
Not only is it probably in there, it's probably something insane that we have no chance of matching.
Well, it would just be like a podcast of someone repeating it over and over and over, having it like pulled up in the micro machine reading it.
Yeah, I was going to say the micro machine guy just reading the book.
Yeah, the largest breasts belong to Annie Hawkins Turner, a.k.a. Norma Stitz in the USA, who has an underbreast measurement of 109.22 centimeters, which is 43 inches, and an around the chest over nipple measurement of 70 inches.
What?
Yup.
That's not double D's of justice. That's like the triple Z's of
that's like, yeah.
Triple Z's of back pain.
Oh my god.
Oh no. I have no complexes. I know I don't have like the biggest tits. That's not a thing. But mine
like these
are
things are like these things are like Galactus. They just destroy and eat like planets and stuff.
And
like
I thought
Silver Surfer's trying to stop this. Oh, geez.
Like, excuse me, miss. You're going to have to give back those hams, please. What? You're going to have to give back those Christmas hams. What are you talking? Ah, help! I need an adult!
So I found her wiki page to get more information. She's actually a website entrepreneur and fetish model.
Of course she is.
Well, I think you'd have to be.
Her bra size is 102 triple Z.
I don't understand how... I really don't understand how nature could, like, allow for that to happen. Like, if you look at her picture, it's just, like, it looks like a tiny Photoshop head stuck on a ginormous, like, close-up of a chest. Like, it's so bad.
Each breast weighs 56 pounds.
Oh, wow. What?
That is...
So her breasts together weigh more than Jowski.
Yes.
Dude, I should go to the grocery store and use a little food scale and check out how many mine are.
It is.
Like, no, it's fresh produce. It's all right.
Zing.
She has two children. I wonder if she breastfed them.
Yeah, they've grown so big that they've become their own life forms.
Oh.
That she calls her children.
The reason her pseudonym is Norma Stitz is because she's got enormous tits.
I kind of gathered that. I think that that was fairly obvious.
Yes, apparently she has done porn, so...
What? I don't believe that.
She won adult video awards.
I hope she's not a top. That would be awkward.
I can't breathe!
You said she was a fetish model, so she probably... It's probably like...
Here's
like
a screenshot.
Smothering porn.
Do you know what? They could do another record with her, and it's like most men in a simultaneous motorboat of one woman.
That you should go for that.
Annie, a.k.a. Norma, if you're listening, you go, girl. Is there a world record for most records earned?
There has to be.
If you're trying to beat that record, does the record of holding the most records count? Eh?
It should.
Yeah, it should.
All right, Guinness World Records bestowed the record of person with the most records on Ashiratha Furman of Queens, New York in April 2009. At that time, he held 100 records.
Holy jeez.
They're probably for nonsense things like...
Yeah.
So then, is it actually 100 records or is it 101 since he got the record for most records? This is very confusing.
It would be 101. His first world record was doing 27,000 jumping jacks, and then setting the record for underwater pogo stick jumping. How does that even possible?
Oh,
How do you do that many? Like, do you just not eat and you're doing all those jumping jacks?
Maybe he did like, I'll do two today, and then I'll do like three tomorrow.
Yeah, it has to be like
stay over a period of time. He did somersaults along the entire 12.25-mile route of Paul Revere's ride in Massachusetts.
The British are coming.
He pogo sticked all the way up Mount Fuji.
That's talent, man. Those are the crazy ones where it's like you're clearly doing it just for a record, but
yeah.
God damn, you go if you could.
Okay, I'll give him that one. That is, yeah.
He bounced a kangaroo ball across the entire length of the Great Wall of China.
I want that video.
That sounds actually difficult because the Great Wall is long.
Yeah.
Quite long.
He won the longest distance sack racing against a yak.
Okay,
well, the yak wasn't very good, so that's not fair. That was not a trained yak.
He built a 4,000-pound, 23-meter-long pencil.
Why?
Wouldn't that just be, what if you just turned a pencil into a skyscraper?
Well, no, this is an actual, it's made of graphite.
So you could write with it if it was necessary.
If you were a god.
And the if someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
You say yes. The last time I'm going to use these oversized novelty scissors, unless a giant needs a haircut. Sorry, I've been watching Clone High. I love that show.
My brother loves that show, but I've never
that
actually seen
awesome.
It.
Oh, watch it's it. It's so good. I'm sad
my
that
brother,
it got canceled.
Brother told me years ago to watch it. I just forgot, never got around to it.
Go back and watch it.
If anyone wants to see it, you can get the whole season on Amazon for like $20.
Yeah, I recommend.
It's fantastical. I love it.
That should be a world record for being a really good show.
I was so sad how it ended because they didn't get picked up for season two. I was like, it's incomplete.
Yeah, they knew they were getting canceled, so they just set it up for another, and then it's just like no one picked it up.
Yeah, maybe they'll bring it back like Futurama. Not likely, but maybe.
Now they do have an entire gaming edition.
Ooh.
Including like the youngest person to be a professional video gamer this kid.
Professional as in you get paid for it, or professional as in the wizard?
As in you get paid for it.
Oh, that's not fair.
7 years old, he signed an exclusive deal with the organizers of Major League Gaming.
What? He's MLG at 7 years old? Damn.
Well,
what game?
2000.
If it's League of Legends, I'm just gonna quit now.
What game? What game, or, well, was it, like, just all games in general? Or?
It's StarCraft, and he's Korean, probably.
Yeah, probably.
That's racist.
His name's
not racist.
He's from the United States.
Unfortunately, in this case, it's true, probably.
He's from the United States. His name
so
is
Call of Duty.
Leon.
His name is what?
Soul Calibur.
Victor Leon. He started playing...
MK9?
Yeah, he started playing NBA 2K when he was 2. He won a Halo tournament when he was 4.
Against other three-year-olds. I want the whole story on this. I was playing Sequest and Space Invaders when I was like 3 or 2 or something. I don't remember. I call shenanigans. He just got hired on. You can hire anybody on. I'm going to hire a baby and pay him money, and he's going to move the little Atari joystick around and be like, boom, record beat, because he's professional.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I had better reflexes at that age than I do now. I tried to play DuckTales. It was the very first game I ever beat on the NES. And I couldn't get past one stage. And I realized I was a better gamer when I was like 8 years old than I am now.
The Himalaya stage and the Transylvania stage are easy.
Yeah, well, my reflexes are gone.
There's this record of the most critically acclaimed video game of all time.
It's probably Mario 64, and I'm going to go home and cry.
No, wrong game, right system.
Ocarina of Time?
Yep, Ocarina of
Time. Another game it's not like. Another game I do not like.
Oh, Ocarina is awesome. I told you guys this would lead to Zelda. It's inevitable. Everything.
It all
I
comes back to Zelda.
It does. Oh my god, it's so fantastic.
Whenever Jillian's around.
I love Link to the Past, and I hate all 3D Zelda, so that's pretty much how it goes.
Friendship over, and I just met you. Shunned.
Yes,
I don't like 3D games in general, though, because I have depth perception issues, so.
I'm going to play the song of You Suck on my Ocarina.
There's also the least commercially successful game ever.
Two Worlds?
Where's Waldo?
Or no, Two Humans, sorry.
Okami.
What?
And yet a great game.
A great game, but after by the time the game has been out for 3 years, it had only sold 600,000 copies.
Oh, that's an awesome game.
I will bet you money there's...
Oh, wait. It's... I don't know why I didn't say Daikatana. Sorry.
That's okay. I will bet you money. I don't know if it's in there, but it's at least true. Like, the most overprinted game of all time would be E.T. for the Atari. Like, they ended up just, like, digging this huge hole in, like, Mexico or something and burying all of them because they way overprinted.
Here's an interesting one. Most video games headlined by an individual. Now, you would think Mario, right?
Oh, okay, so you're talking about a character, it's not a person?
Well, it's an individual, like the headliner of the game.
So, yeah, the Madden? Main protagonist.
The name above the title.
Ninja. Oh, okay.
It's not Madden, probably, though. They had a lot of Madden games.
Yeah, like Madden would be a headliner. Tom Clancy.
Oh, no,
oh,
that makes sense. Yeah,
because you got all the Rainbow Six games and the Splinter Cell games.
Ghost Recon. And,
well, yeah. If I named everything after myself.
Maybe you should start, Jillian.
I will. I'll be like, Jillian's Skype, Jillian's phone, Jillian's kitty, Jillian's camera.
But, Dustin, you did bring up Two Worlds.
No, not Two Worlds, sorry. Two Human. That game bombed so bad.
Because Two Worlds did get a record.
For what?
The most advanced spell creation in a video game.
Oh, well, there you go.
Now you know, and knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe!
They should put George Romero in there for biggest douchebag in video games.
Why?
Because after Daikatana and all that...
You mean yeah. John Romero.
Oh, John Romero, sorry. What did I
Let's
say?
Say? What did George
like
Romero
George
have to do
Romero,
with
that like
video
Dawn
game?
Of the Dead. I was like, what?
Oh, I mixed those up, sorry.
So you're saying John Romero did not make you his bitch with Daikatana?
No, he didn't.
Were you really? You were hoping and it didn't happen?
Dustin.
Well, no. By the time he came out with the John Romero's gonna make you his bitch like that, it was just like, okay, I'm done with this. Shut up. Like,
no, you won't, sir. No, you won't.
No,
Dustin's in
the
corner of the shower, Romero. Just crying.
Great level designer, but not a great game designer, if you will.
Yeah. And he let his ego get way too ahead of him.
There should be a record in like the most accidental homoerotic references in an 80s cartoon to He-Man Masters of the Universe. There's
so
many.
It's so funny because I loved that show as a kid, and I go back and watch it now and go, yeah, kind of gay.
Yeah, like embarrassed to have liked it.
No, I still love it. Like, I've got Captain N the Game Master on DVD. I know it's horrible. I love that show. It's nostalgically awesome.
The Super Mario Bros. Super Show, so...
I was just telling Dustin, that as a ringtone on my phone. And then, also, I've got the Legend of Zelda series that aired on Fridays, as a Zelda fan... I know, it's horrible. It's so god-horrible.
It's funny, though. It's
yet
funny,
awesome.
Bad.
Awesome. It is. Yeah. It's great. And they make great drinking games, by the way, those two cartoons. But my favorite scene in He-Man, I'll never forget this, is because we were, you know, rewatching them when the box sets came out. They're flying in their little, like, air speeder thing, and it's He-Man and Orko. Orko needs to, like, reach something, and he's like, oh, blah, 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 and he's like, I'll get it, He-Man! And he goes, like, under the thing, and so you just see Orko tip his head down, and you don't see him anymore, and it's just this awkward moment with no dialogue, and Prince Adam, or He-Man, just kind of, like, smiles and lays his head back, just, like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and that's it.
What you're saying is Orko is giving He-Man roadhead, is what you're giving.
Yeah,
giving
he is.
Of.
He's the master of his universe.
That's a hot way to live.
I like to think when He-Man orgasms, he's just like, I have the power.
You know he does. He has to.
That's right.
Now, here's an interesting video game record. The most swearing in a video game.
Oh,
which Grand Theft Auto?
No, I wouldn't say Grand Theft Auto.
Give you a hint, it's a Sega game.
Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog, because I swear all the time when you Fucker, get
God
in
damn
there!
It.
Sega game, huh?
It was developed by Sega, it was not on the Sega.
Modern?
Modern.
Modern Sega game.
Put it out, Justin.
Mafia?
No, it's House of the Dead Overkill.
Oh, right!
Oh,
the
exploitation one.
Yes, the game features an impressive 189 uses of the F-word.
I thought it was Mafia 2. Okay, I'm gonna...
Conker's Bad Fur Day should have the one for most poo in a video game.
And the best singing turd.
Well, no, speaking of Bad Fur Day, all right, my buddy and I were playing Drinking Candyland, which is Drinky Land. And I put, like, drinking, I was talking to Dust about this, I put drinking rules and changes in, like, all these kids' games. And they redid the Candyland. I know I'm straying here, I'm sorry. They redid the Candyland board game, and they f***ing nerfed it. They took out, like, the swamps, and instead of having to pull the same color to go on, it's like, stuck in licorice, lose a turn. And they took out Gloppy Swamp, which is pointless. Gloppy actually looks like the Great and Mighty Pooh from Conker's Bad Fur Day.
So I found 6 world records about poop.
Oh, my God.
Yes, my child.
First, these are records I might be able to compete with. All right, let's go.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Go to Chipotle.
All right.
Tawny's like face palming in the background there.
No, she knows. She's well aware.
Oh, I'm well aware.
Actually, this is just the 6 weirdest because the next one has nothing to do with poop. But it's
okay.
She's going to come home with like a 24 pack of Febreze.
This, I have a gift for you.
The world's biggest poop.
All right.
Randy Marsh.
Yeah, I seen the South Park episode.
Oh, this puts that to shame. The longest dump ever verified was produced by an American. Yeah, America!
America, f*** yeah. Yeah, there you go.
He produced a staggering turd over a period of 2 hours and 12 minutes, which officially measured at 12 feet 2 inches.
Oh, unbroken?
Wow. Unbroken.
Oh, that is beautiful. How did that... That didn't fit anywhere, did it?
I love how you're just like, oh, that is beautiful.
I am impressed.
He's banned from over 134 washrooms in his state. There is the biggest human penis.
We go from Candyland to shit to penises. I love it.
Well, was the judge a woman? Because, you know, they lie sometimes just to make
it. It's a British guy who's an actor and talk show host.
That reminds me of another...
Oh, trust me. No, it's big. It's the biggest one I've seen.
Oh, it's like the other South Park episode with the measuring. Be like, no, you're not doing it right.
His is 9.5 inches flaccid, 13.5 inches erect.
My God.
See, I don't understand, like, bigger is better and, like, how you guys boast, because it's like, I don't want to be split in half.
Well,
like, seriously.
For this guy. It condemns him to loneliness. He lives with his mom and his whale penis without a girlfriend for 12 years.
Well, can't you get, like, I mean, there's breast reductions. Can't you get, like, you know, a penisotomy or something?
It's structured, I don't know if it'll still work if you did that.
Well, they can put penises on women now, so, like, just, like, you know, instead of cutting the front off, cut the back and rejoin it all together.
Interestingly, did you know that the largest penis in nature belongs to the blue whale?
Yeah, I knew that. I've seen a picture.
Yeah, well, it's the largest animal in nature, too, so I guess that's really surprising.
The largest whale penis measured was 2.4 meters.
There's actually a picture on Google, and it's of a whale being, like, suspended above a boat, and its wee-wee is out. And I use wee-wee loosely because it's ginormous.
Yeah, there's one here of a dude giving a handy to Shamu.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't it be like a hug?
Did D'Amato film that one too?
Well, I guess it would be balls would be the proportion, like how much he would, like, you know, excrete when he's, you know, yanking it, because I'm sure he does without a girlfriend. And so it's just one of those things, like, does it kind of, like, fizzle out?
His hand must get tired.
Well, like, does it ever, like, fizzle out by the time it gets to the tip, because it's just traveling through such a corridor?
That's a lot of blood. Oh, my God.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
Like,
that's an interesting record. Who's got it's got to be Peter North, right? He's the winner of the largest load.
No, before we go into that, I was having this interesting conversation yesterday, at least I thought it was interesting, and I thought up this concept in high school, and I just always thought it was weird, and I always wondered, like, you know those kids' games with, like, the little, like, box that has shapes on it, and you have to put the star peg and the star and the square and the square and the circle and the circle? I was like, what if people's genitals were like that, where you had, like, different shapes, and then only certain people could fit together, and then you'd be having people with, like, plastic surgery and be like, oh, well, I'm a square and you're a star, it's okay, I'll change for you, baby, and then they have surgery, then they break up and be like, I became a star for you!
As
George Carlin would say, those are the thoughts that kept you out of the good schools.
So we've got the longest ejaculation. Horst Schultz was his name.
I'm just going to call him Horst Schultz. So we're just going to go with that.
He shot 18 feet 9 inches.
Is that what you guys do? God. Is just blowing contests and you like all sit in like a yard instead of a firing range?
I haven't before, just, like, but I am now. It.
I don't know about other people, but I don't. Okay, just that.
Whatever, Justin. I've seen your YouTube page. I know okay, what you did.
The most orgasms it recorded in 1 hour.
Yeah, I'm having them right now. Sorry.
She faked it.
134.
Faked.
For man was 16.
Faked.
Now that guy has some quick recovery time.
Yeah, geez.
That guy is missing his refractory period.
So, like, all right, when you gauge something like that, because they don't really do details, when you gauge something like that, is it like, you know, partner sex, or did he have to sit there and like jerk it all that time? Because there's a difference. He could totally be like bullshitting and faking it, and then she could be like, oh yeah, he totally put his man juice in me.
Yeah, that would be. Oh, he impregnated 16 women an hour. The longest orgasm was a woman's who lasted 43 seconds.
Longest?
Yes, 43 seconds.
How do they rate this thing? I mean, obviously it's not, but like, do they hook them up to those little like?
It was a Masters Johnson study. It was hooked up to a machine. It recorded 25 successive contractions.
Okay, you know what? That's not going to get me off if I'm all, like, cookied up to a machine and be like, all right, let's get to it. Be like, this is kind of, all right, let's just go.
Jillian, she was probably getting the good stuff. When you're getting the good stuff, nothing matters except for the good stuff.
Surprisingly, the largest porn collection.
Not going to lie, Dustin, that's like, gave me like 3/4.
You are America, or you are Columbus, and I am America. Discover me, Ramon. Just discover me.
The largest porn collection is not Josh Hadley.
Hi, Jones.
So I beat him. Awesome.
And some fellow.
You beat Josh off?
Hey, oh, that's the good stuff. I don't know.
He's got over 500 boxes stuffed with porn.
How big are the boxes?
How big of a box are we talking about?
Yeah, are we talking shoe boxes or?
No, I call shenanigans on all of these. There are no details.
Wait. Yeah, is it magazines? Is it videotapes? Is it DVDs?
It's 32 gig. It's 32 gig flash drives.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
yeah.
Is it
500 boxes stored?
Is it just like his computer that he just put in a box and is like, oh yeah, these are external hard drives and stuff,
you know? And this is gonna be like a really sad thought, but at the same time, if someone's that much of a perv, I'm kind of wondering if he had like a little bit of illegal porn there, if you know what I'm saying. Was like, oh, the Guinness people are gonna come in, I better hide this box.
See, I don't know if this counts. Taiwanese hooker porn sold on the black market, we frown upon this, sir. Mm-mm.
We can't use the snuff film, even though there's sex in it. And well, that'd be the thing too. It'd be so funny if it's like some massive amount of collection. You're trying to beat it, and then I see what I did there. And then it's like he's got like one box of like really taboo shit, like beyond where you can get arrested for it. And they're like, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You're like 5 videos off." And then he's sitting there sweating like, all right, I really want to beat this record, but is it worth going to jail for? Well, maybe, like, how long would I go to for jail for, like, 5 movies? Because I can totally beat this record.
Really horrible snuff film.
There's the world's longest daisy chain.
Daisy chain as in, like, tying daisies together?
No.
This isn't some sort of euphemism, is it?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with.
A daisy chain is
isn't
a line
it, like,
of people.
69, but, like,
it is, yeah. A daisy chain is a line of people joined end-to-end in sexual union.
The human centipede?
Basically.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we talking the human centipede?
We're talking the human centipede, basically.
How many people?
It was 30 people. It was set up by the Roman Emperor Tiberius.
You go, Tiberius.
That sounds about right.
I'm surprised Caligula didn't try and beat it.
Yeah.
The most penis removals.
Like by a doctor?
By a person.
That'd just be a doctor.
It would be King Menephtah of Libya in 1300 BC. He asked his men to chop off the penises of each member of the defeated army and arrived home with his 13,000 penis necklace.
Oh, wow.
That had to, like, start, like, stanking really quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
See that giant statue kind of me? You know what could really go good on that? A necklace made out of my enemy's
They had Get that in your noise. Highness. There was like a penis necklace.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, that would be pretty intimidating. The guy strolls up with his army and his giant necklaces of severed penises.
Well, what if they were like Van Gogh-ish gifts and it was just like he had so many lovers and they chopped
off
lover, the
all of his lovers.
After, but the
exactly.
thing, after a while, it would look like probably like a necklace of like sun-dried tomatoes or something.
Yeah.
But they would shrivel up after a while.
Yeah.
Wang, I guess, is okay.
Wang Chung.
Tonight?
No, tomorrow.
That's what's going on in
that guy Wang chopped tonight.
Lorena Bobbitt, you ain't got nothing on this guy.
Yes, we've mentioned the hairiest teenager, which I feel sad for.
How do we go from penises to hairiest teenager?
I'm just trying to find something different.
No segue. No lube. Person it
the
is.
Hairiest penis teenager.
If you got hot of that sex conversation, well, suddenly... Hairy teenager to kill it.
We will make sure you're flaccid now.
Okay, here's one that's relevant to today. Longest period of instant messaging on a computer keyboard. Norman Perez, 24, of Burbank, California, sat at his computer for 4 days in an effort to set the first Guinness World Record for longest period of instant messaging on a computer keyboard. Perez typed for 96 consecutive hours and was allowed a 5-minute break for every hour spent typing, according to the rule specified by the Guinness Book of World Records. So it's like, all right, you can go, like, you know, to the bathroom and eat and stuff for 5 minutes. But what if you ran out of people to talk to online? Like, if you're talking to your friends, they'd be like, dude, I got to go. I'd be like, wait, there's nobody here. It's like, wouldn't that essentially just, like, what is the difference between that and typing a term paper for that
long? Well, there's chat rooms. I guess. Chat rooms?
I guess. But what if nobody's responding to him? Does that still count?
If
a man chats in a room and
he's
no
just
one responds,
spam. He's just
count?
Spamming someone.
I mean, like, I don't understand. It's just, like, essentially typing. Why is there a world record for fucking sitting on your ass? There's people who play WoW and type for longer than fucking that don't even get off the computer for more than 5 minutes.
Or actually, during MentalCast, I told you about this, Alex, the guy who played League of Legends for like 3 days straight and died in an internet cafe.
Yeah, there was another one of a guy playing in Taiwan, I think, and he was playing another game.
Yeah.
Dude, if I was at an internet cafe and like some dude was in there for 3 days and I worked there, I would just like accidentally unplug the computer and just be like, dude, you need to go. You stink pretty bad.
You're
causing us business.
For a shower.
What was the term that Josh mentioned that time? Where you just like poop in a sock,
yeah,
it off?
Sock.
Yeah, poop sock in it.
Yeah.
Why am I on the poop show? This is what I get brought into. Hey, Jillian, you want a guest? Sure. Poop, poop.
I did explain that.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Poop Juice Radio. It's all poop all the time.
Geek Poop Radio.
Geek Poop. Geek.
But no, I did explain like that term has been coined and used for a more innocent term, though. Like, yeah, people who are like, oh man, there's new games coming out. I'm totally poop socking it. They're not. A lot of people just use it as like a way to say, like, I'm going to play this for a really, really long time in one sitting.
Well, that's genuinely how words evolve. Like, you take a term and then it turns into, like, not necessarily a meme, but, you know, a saying.
But the actual origin of poop socking is actual people who...
Pooping in a sock, yes.
They didn't want to get up. And like
sit it on a fucking bucket or Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Seriously. You might as well shit your pants. Like, wear a fucking like, adult diaper like that crazy astronaut lady.
Or go, like, sit on the toilet, move your computer to the washroom.
Wireless, so just drag the laptop in there. And...
Yeah.
Not everybody has laptops, though. Desktops are laptops.
Not gonna lie, I did my trailer park watching on the dawn this morning on my iPad.
Trying to set a world record.
Well, if you're a gamer, though, most... PCs are better for games than laptops. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's laptops where you can pimp them out, but people will have, you know, their double 30-inch monitors and sound systems and just, like, all of the bells and whistles, essentially, to where if you're on a laptop, if you're that hardcore, you're going to into a sock. Hopefully it's your own sock and you don't grab your girlfriends or your kids, because that's pretty nasty.
Well, I think if you're in that point of your life, you don't have girlfriends or kids.
Or if you do, you're not having them for much longer.
Yeah.
No, she's right next to him playing the little elvish wizard there, and she's pooping in her own, like, socks.
Sounds
They're
like a week
into each other's socks.
How Mom, more hot pockets!
Cappuccino! Cappuccino! It burns!
It
I
is
got
good.
My, I got my 2-year WoW chip this February. I've been clean for 2 years. Every time Halloween comes around, I'm like, I missed the Halloween missions. I'm like, no! Must not get sucked back in. Well, it wasn't even the game itself. Like, I stopped playing the game mostly. Like, I never liked doing the dungeons and things like that. I would go out and fuck around. And then I just ended up, like, chatting with my guild members, chatting with people in chat, and then I would just, like, I turned into Mr. Monopoly, and I just started playing, like, the auction house, and that was the game to me. After that, I would, like, buy, like, people. I'm like, ha, you have no idea. Yeah, I was like, you have no idea. That's super expensive. Buy, like, up 300%. And I just made tons of money, and I would maybe do, like, the daily missions around, like, the town that's, like, 4 or 5 a day. And that's all I did for the longest time. I was like, yeah, I have better things to do now. I've come to terms with that. I'm
well,
done.
You should come play League of Legends with us.
No, I won't get hooked on it. Like, I haven't even tried Minecraft because I have an addictive
Well, League of Legends, I don't think it's as addictive. Like,
I do have a DDO account because two of my friends in real life, they have a DDO. And, well, I have to specify because I have online friends and I have real life friends. And it's one of those, obviously, you play online things with, you know, online people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, two of my buddies, they have their own guild. Well, they're actually married, but yeah, she's like, oh, play it. It's essentially WoW, but free. And then you can, like, buy extra perks or buy expansion packs. And there's a couple things that WoW tweaked, but WoW took a lot from D&D Online. And it was really surprising. And I kept asking questions. I'm like, okay, well, is it like this, like it is in WoW? And she's like, yeah. And then there's other things. It's like, oh, well, I kind of miss that. But yeah, it's pretty somewhat verbatim.
So here's an interesting. Okay. The first university to offer a competitive gaming course.
Wasn't it my alma mater?
Yes, it was.
Berkeley. California Berkeley. Yeah.
They offered a course in game theory in StarCraft, a 14-week class covering the theory and practice of high-level gaming in the resource management base layout. Required reading for the course was Sun Tzu's Art of War.
Pretty sure it was a decal, which is a student-run class, like one or two units. I took a couple of those while I was at Cal.
Yes, but could you see people reading Sun Tzu's Art of War to get better at RPGs?
Well, I mean, StarCraft is a strategy game, so military strategy does apply.
You guys are losing me on PC talk because, what? Sorry, this person's fucking me. I'm so sorry. All right. You guys are losing me on PC stuff because the only
StarCraft,
PC game
StarCraft,
I've really ever
Counter-Strike, Counter-Strike, Counter-Strike.
Is that like Star Fox?
Oh, do you know what the first first-person shooter to offer online multiplayer was?
Was it Quake?
Unreal?
It was Quake 3.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, you mean through the internet? Because I used to play Quake 1 over direct modem connection.
I used to play Doom 2 over direct modem connection.
Nice.
Sorry, more PC talk. Yeah. Really tuning out.
All right, let's see here. The best-selling physics-based puzzle video game.
Portal. Right?
They're probably going to say Angry Birds.
Tetris!
Oh, Angry Birds. You're probably right.
All
right.
Actually,
it's not even really a puzzle game. It's more so just
aerodynamic. Well, you know how people are.
This
well,
is
physics,
and it's physics. It is physics.
You know what has the records?
What?
Zuma.
Zuma is not a puzzle. Oh wait, I'm thinking of Zumba. I was like, what? Like, you have to guess the moves? What the crap is that, man?
It's exercise. It's a puzzle to me.
Yeah, it puzzles me that they have this on a console and they consider it a video game.
Well, video games are on consoles. What the fuck? So yeah. You don't consider, like, Super Mario a video game because it's on
console? No. I mean,
well, glorious Zumba. Master PC race, you know.
No. But Zumba.
Zumba is a video game.
No,
yeah.
Zumba. Oh, there is a Zumba game. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes,
but it's not a puzzle game.
Well, that's why
it's
I was confused.
It is.
Well, it's a puzzle if you have no clue what you're doing and have to figure out what the fuck they're moving.
So here's an interesting world record regarding video games. The most terrorist threats issued against a game publisher by one individual.
Awesome.
Why would you even condone that with a record? Because then people are going to
try and beat that.
That's like saying most mass murder.
This was set by Takao Ike, writing letters to Hudson Soft, sending threats, okay, letter bombs, and murder, and he demanded 80 trillion yen in cash.
What game pissed him off?
I want
so much.
New Mario Party! Give me Mario Party!
I did it because I posted my demands concerning all of their games, but the games did not improve.
Oh.
So apparently he's not a fan of Hudson Soft games.
That's legit. Hudson Soft has made some bad games, but Mario Party, the game you play if you want to make sure you have no friends ever again.
Actually, me and my friends play that all the time. We get together and just like play 50 turns of... Yes,
and
50
don't
turns.
Kind of murder each other afterwards? Because every
That's
time
Monopoly.
I play with my friends...
No, it gets really competitive.
Yeah,
but,
every time I
yeah.
play with my friends, it's just like we're going to kill each other afterwards. It's like, if you motherfucker, if you take one more star from me...
All right, so I think we've gone on for our hour tonight.
Radio.
And then, yeah, then we have to have, like, some classic music. Like, it's Little Orphan Annie or some shit.
We need to advertise Ovaltine at the end.
Drink more
Ovaltine. A crummy...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Christmas Story 2.
I know.
No, don't get me started on that. Piece of Alex having to bleep me out for several words.
Oh, I'm going to have to review it since
Jowski
it is directed.
It's direct to video, so Jowski has to review it.
It is going to ruin how I view my leg lamp when I decorate for Christmas. But it's like, okay. It's like they are doing a porn parody and the preview of the movie is the in between the sex stuff. And instead of like a continuation official sequel, it's like they're playing parodies of the, it's like the Brady Bunch, which was a parody though. It's like they're playing parody extremes of the characters. It's not that hard to act like how the parents did in the movie, but they are just cartoony. Ralphie looks like an albino cyborg with a bad wig. The kids are acting like it's today. Like, this is the 50s. It's, like, 10 years from the last movie. So it's, like, you know, the 50s, I think. Because the last one was, like, late 30s, early 40s. And it's, like, Randy, like, they bleep out. He's about to say, you know, bitch. And, like, it cuts. And the kids are acting how kids act today versus kids in the 50s. Like, I remember it's all, gee golly whiz. And they're all, like, acting like little snot-nosed little shits.
Well, there was the part in the original where he's word
stuff like that. Well, yeah, but normal basis, like Randy is acting like a little bag, you know, and it's like that wasn't, I mean, I don't, I guess maybe in 10 years he evolved into that, but even the phrasing of the speech, you know what I mean, like the rhythm of how people talk, it's like if you didn't know that was Christmas Story 2 and you took excerpts of some of those kids, you would never know it's a period piece. Does that make sense? And Ralphie looks like he's playing, like, the live version of a cartoon character. Like, is like, the worst hair. And it just, it, like, it looks like a f***ing kid cosplaying as Ralphie. Like,
ew, who would do that?
What I want to know, what I want to know is someone who is looking at watching Christmas Story and go, yeah, the dad's all right, but you know who would be a really f***ing great dad? Daniel Stern. And how high was that person? On what and are they sharing?
Well, they did like a summer story or whatever that everybody hated, and Charles Grodin wasn't bad in that. But yeah, like, I mean, even the mom, it's like really, but yeah, it's just, it's such a cartoony portrayal of the original characters that it just, why? Like, I'm sick of people raping my childhood. I really,
but
really
it's
am.
The official sequel.
It's a masterpiece of sh.
But they needed to say it's the official. Like, how many fake Christmas Story 2s are there out there?
One.
Just one, which is more official than this one.
We can start
the same author.
All right, I'm gonna make a Christmas porno, and it's gonna be a spoof on the Christmas Story, and it'll give a new meaning to "You'll shoot your eye out." And then it's like Ralphie will have sex with his teacher because she'll seduce him, and then he'll be like. C+, and get all like upset that he got a C+ because he wasn't good at sex. And why is this becoming so easy for me to think of these things off the bat?
Yes, and I have the trailer up on YouTube just now, and looking at the comments, and one person says, "They just raped my childhood with no lube."
That was me.
This one, there's one that just says, "Ellipses, f*** you, Earth."
Yes. I don't want to live on this planet anymore. Like, those they don't think the anything people, past zero.
Those are the people with reality TV shows now, though. Yes. Look
those
at, like,
the people who could be running our country soon.
Yeah.
I know, that's why I'm, like, seriously scared. Like, people didn't know that the Titanic was a real thing and not just a movie. There's people that don't know what the stars stand for on the flag. It's like, you know what? You have no excuse. I learned that shit in grade school, and yeah. I still know it, and you know. No. That's horrible. It makes me scared.
But we are going to call it a night tonight, so catch us next week. Geek Juice Radio, same Geek Juice time.
Same Geek Juice channel. Sorry.
I'm Alex Chowski. Kevin?
I'm Kevin Daly.
Dustin?
I think.
Yep.
And Jillian.
Bye-bye.
And check out our website, www.geekjuicemedia.com.
Do it now.
Have a good night.
We got the good stuff.
All right. I want everyone to start clapping. Everybody, come on. Follow me. One, a two. That's good clapping, Bert. Usually not on beat. You just on stage because you look so handsome. But tonight, you on beat, all right. All right, Nathaniel.
You.
I want you to give me a smooth bass line, nice and smooth, all right?
All right.
A one, two, three, four. I like that. Like stepping into a warm bath. Wash your soul. Make the people clean. Lyman, come on in. Scooty, Pete, give me something high up there.
Here we go.
Guitar! But sometimes I like a little chunky. Okay. I want a little chunky in there. Lewis,
yeah.
You think you can do that?
Well, yeah.
Chunky chunk. Now, who we got on horn?
You got me. You got James.
Okay, James.
And No Bone Willie.
No Bone Willie. I want you to fly in nice and low. Now, watch me now. Somebody take an egg beater and beat it against a skillet.
Oh, I'm on it.
You over there ready, Freddy? When I point you in, I want you to give me a duck call.
Absolutely.
Can you give me a duck call?
I can give you a duck call.
Let's get some ducks in here. Skill saw and make me a table, a funky table. Did you see Robert jump up on that?
Woo!
I didn't even have to ask him twice. Now, move that microphone up to that vat of boiling pudding. Well, okay, watch the microphone. Now, take some of those softballs and drop them in that pudding.
You got it, boss.
But make it funky. Nah, I don't like that. Let's try something bigger. You see that robot? Pick up that robot. And drop him in the pudding. All right, now. I want somebody. No Bone Willie. Put that horn down. You all drop out. Willie,
no.
Take a dead rat. Throw it against the bus.
Do what?
Open that patio door, take a dead rat, throw it against the bus.
Oh.
around here? I don't know. Take a fire extinguisher, empty it into a vacuum. That's what we're gonna do.
I'm pretty sure that's hot.
But that's all right, because it's hot in here.
I'm serious.
A beautiful table. Right and golf.
I'd have painted it, but that'd be too quiet.
I've wanted to do this for a long time. Someone, Stevie, take a compact presario in a microwave. Generate a force field. That's right. Generate me a force field with that compact presario in a microwave. Stevie, see if that thing is real. All right, shut that thing off. You want no Chernobyl. Not to mention the electric bill. And now what I'm gonna do is shove this fish through this kumquat.
Okay.
I'm gonna take this fish. Oh, everybody. Lie down now.
Excuse me, guys.
I'm sorry. We too loud? Was it the force field?
I don't know what that means. At the D&D club, booked the room from 8 to 10. So, wrap it up.
Well, you heard the man. Let's take it on the road. No, man. Leave the pudding. Can you hit that button for me? Let's go to Froggy's.